Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio Chicago, brought to you by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. You have questions about health, fitness, and nutrition, and we have the answers right here. Every week, we answer the top questions in the field of health, fitness, and nutrition, and we broadcast it right here live for you. We are live streaming on blogtalkradio.com, as well as on our Facebook page, and on our private page for members as well, so they have a little bit better access. You can listen live as you are right now or archived at any time by visiting Blog Talk Radio and looking for WellFit Radio Chicago, or go to our Facebook feed for the live version. Now, if you are on the live version and you notice that I'm not looking right at the cameras, I'm going between a couple cameras here, and I'm also going off of my pre-written script. So, my name is Jason Venkus, and I am an award-winning and published certified personal trainer, health coach, and fitness nutrition specialist. You can find everything you need from videos to nutritional tips on our Facebook page, but also at our website at findingyourmomentum.com. So, hopefully, we can help you find your momentum. So, again, thank you for joining me today. Listening or watching, whatever you may be, however you may be enjoying this podcast. Has someone convinced you that supplements are the way to true health? Well, today I want you to learn that why that may or may not be true. I'm going to tell you whether or not there's truth behind supplements for health and heavy vitamin dosing. Funny, because I was just helping my brother with the heavy vitamin dosing the other day on some of his homework. Is there a difference between supplement brands? And what exactly is in those bottles? So, you're going to learn the difference between supplement brands, ingredients, potential health benefits, and potential health hazards. Yes, I am going to separate fact from fiction so that you can make the right choice for you, your family, and your health. Now, the first thing to consider here is, do you need supplements? And this is the biggest argument right here, is whether or not you need supplements. And there are arguments for and against using supplements. So let's start there. And let's start with the argument that states that you should use supplements. Current commercial agricultural techniques leave soil deficient in important minerals, causing the food that is grown to be deficient in the same minerals as well. That's reason number one. Now, many foods are shipped long distances, are stored for a long time, and then their nutrient content breaks down, especially B-complex and C vitamins, which are two very, very important vitamins that we need. When you take a look at it, I haven't been in a jeweler looked lately, but like at Whole Foods, for example, they tell you where your food is coming from, so you have an idea of how long it's taken to get there. Now, food processing, cooking, and preserving leads to nutrient depletion. We tend to overcook everything. How many of you had parents that gave you soggy, mushy broccoli? That's just the way it's cooked. And that can draw out some of the nutrients as well. Many fruits and vegetables are genetically bred to improve their visual appearance. I always talk about apples that are injected with Buy Me Red, but not their nutritional value, which frequently results in lesser nutritional values than the food that our ancestors used to eat. There's erratic eating habits. We don't always chew our food. We might be eating on the run or while driving and eating while stressed out. And we're not absorbing all the nutrients from our food. It's pretty much going in, making us full, and then going out. Pharmaceutical drug use has escalated over time, and most medications deplete essential nutrients from your body. Yes, Yes, they do. A lot of medications will deplete essential nutrients from your body because it's basically pulling the nutrients from your body to heal yourself. And this makes people more vulnerable to deficiencies because you might be overusing the stored up vitamins and minerals in your body. Now, specific times in life and health conditions may result in higher needs of certain nutrients. For example, folic acid may be needed during pregnancy, while menopausal women may be vulnerable to calcium deficiencies. So there's an argument that you need more folic acid or more calcium, and the way to do that is in supplement form. Increasing levels of environmental pollution in our air, water, and food might cause our bodies to use more nutrients than they would normally do in order to detoxify and eliminate harmful substances. Our bodies do detoxify naturally on their own if we let them, but it does require nutrients, outside nutrients. I'm not talking fat, carbs, or protein here. I'm talking about phytochemicals, phytonutrients, to help us fight these diseases, illness, and to try and get us past some of these air pollutants as well as water pollutants. And this is especially true of vitamins A, C, and E. Now, we all also have genetic weaknesses, so sometimes we are predisposed to certain things, and sometimes this includes, you know, higher needs of some nutrients, higher rates of depletion for certain nutrients, and an increased likelihood of genetic expressions of some illnesses if vitamin or mineral deficiencies are present. This is especially true in people that that may be of Serbian descent, because they probably, you know, during their times of turmoil coming over from their country, were probably not able to eat and get the foods that they needed, so they're probably nutrient deficient. So that's something you need to take into consideration as well. Many nutrients have proven to prevent or aid in the treatment of health conditions like high cholesterol, arthritis, birth defects, and cancer. So you can check that. You can actually look this stuff up, or you can find some books and articles on the vitamins and minerals that help prevent cancer. One of them is vitamin C. So those are the arguments for why you should take a supplement. Okay? But what about the arguments against? I always like to go on both sides and look at everything from both sides. So the arguments against. Supplements are fraction food and usually contain no fiber, which is usually needed for your body to absorb a lot of, or fat, rather, which is needed for your body to absorb these vitamins. So remember, if you've ever heard our conversation about fiber and juice and why juice is not completely useless, but fairly useless, that's why, because you're not getting the fiber of that plant. More of your nutrients, antioxidants, and phytonutrients are found in whole foods as opposed to a processed pill form. They're condensed down, and they're often full of fillers, which I'm going to get to by the end here. Supplements are often synthetic. Think about your B12 supplement. This is a great example. B12 found naturally is oxycobalamin. There are two supplemental versions of it that are chemically made. There's methylcobalamin, which is a bit safer, but then there's cyanocobalamin. Cyano. What does that sound like? A little bit like cyanide, right? So that cobalamin, that B12, is bonded with cyanide in that synthetic form. Now, in order for vitamins to be absorbed by the body, they need good fats. So your supplements, you'll notice when you take a supplement or a multivitamin, it says to take with food, because you need good, healthy fats for your body to absorb vitamins, especially A, D, E, and K. There are now mineral supplements which are advertised as coming from organic sources. These are equally useless because they exist in a fragmented state. Again, these are a fraction food, something that we at Momentum really try to pull people away from, or at least reduce the amount of fraction or processed food. And this is extracted from the sources within which they naturally occur. Now, minerals do not work in isolation. So So when they are extracted from their natural sources, the other coexisting vitamins, minerals, and enzymes are also extracted. So you need everything kind of works together perfectly the way nature intended. Now, supplements in powder form are, of course, also stripped of their fiber as well as water. So again, they're not going to be as valuable to your body. Whole foods are perfect the way they are made. We are meant to be gardeners. We are meant to live in harmony with nature, and vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, and antioxidants work together in harmony to create the perfect food for you. So why would you fraction it out? Why would you break it out? Now, if you want to take the religious route on this whole thing, especially since I'm broadcasting from a church office, does God make mistakes? Look at it that way, too. So these foods are made in perfect form, the way nature has intended. Now, vitamins and supplements are often overpacked with those vitamins, and too much can also lead to problems as well. Certain excess vitamins can cause liver damage and even in some cases cancer. So you have to be careful if you're mega-dosing or not. There is some research that shows that mega-dosing can be beneficial for certain things, but you really want to leave that in the hands of a doctor or a skilled nutritionist, not just take a supplement off the shelf. Now, getting your food, or getting your nutrients, rather, from real food is just more natural. So, I mean, that's kind of subjective there as an argument against supplements, but it is what it is. So I've given you arguments for and against, and if you've decided that, yes, you need supplements for either certain deficiencies or for overall health, then you need to make sure that you are getting quality supplements from reputable companies, because there's no regulation of supplements. No regulation whatsoever. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. It can certainly be a bad thing because you don't know how much of it is really truly in there. And that's what kind of brings me to the following point, which is something that I transcribed from Channel 10 News in Sarasota, Florida, and I've also been able to find it in other sources as well. Numerous store brand supplements aren't what their labels claim to be. According to an ongoing investigation that subjected popular herbal supplements to DNA testing, the investigation led by New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman focused on a variety of herbal supplements from four major retailers: GNC, Target, Walmart, and Walgreens. Lab tests determined that only 21% of the products actually had DNA from the plants that were advertised on the label. The investigation makes one thing abundantly clear. Still reading here. The old adage, buyer beware, may be especially true for consumers of herbal supplements, Schneiderman said. His office issued cease and desist letters to the retailers on Monday, telling them to stop sales of the products. Now, this happened late last year or earlier this year. I can't remember. I do remember seeing this story. So what really, really gets me is that the N in GNC stands for nutrition. But they do very, very, very little to provide people with actual nutrients or valid nutritional advice. But yet nutrition's in the title. So what if these supplements, what's in these supplements instead of the nutrients that you're looking for? It's fillers. And in many instances, they're filled with wheat filler to take up space in each pill. In addition, they're contaminated with substances including rice, beans, pine, citrus, asparagus, primrose, houseplant, and wild carrot. Well, overall not bad, but in many cases, unlisted contaminants were the only plant material that was actually found in the product supplements. There are also some toxic ingredients in your supplements and vitamins as well, especially if you're eating gummies, the brightly colored gummies. Toxic food colorings. There are many different food colorings that are used in children's vitamins and in gummy vitamins to make them bright and colorful and pretty, so that you or your kids will eat them. there's hydrogenated oils in some supplements. And what do we get from hydrogenated oils is we get our trans fats. There's lead, mercury, and PCBs, usually in fish oils. Now, since fish, high on the food chain, can accumulate mercury, lead, and other contaminants, those metals can make their way into your fish oil supplements as well. So you need to find out where your fish are coming from and if they're being fish, your fish oil is coming from, and where those fish are being fished at and what the toxicity level of that water is. So maybe, you know, these contaminants are the reason. Some researchers have showed that fish oil supplements increased risk of prostate cancer as well. Just saying. Magnesium silicate. Anyone know what magnesium silicate is? All right, I'll tell you. It's talc. Yes, talc can be found in many supplements as a cheap filler and an anti-caking agent. So magnesium silicate is similar to asbestos. Yeah, asbestos, and can cause lung problems when inhaled. But honestly, I wouldn't eat it either. Talc is not currently considered food grade by the FDA, although they were considering setting up some upper limits for asbestos fibers and adding it to the generally regarded as safe list way back in 1979. So at one point in time, they were going to put asbestos as generally regarded as safe for human consumption. We know a little bit better now. Another dangerous ingredient is titanium dioxide, and I do see this a lot with a lot of your vegan products as well. Which is unfortunate, but it is used as a colorant and is linked to many health issues. It's actually, titanium dioxide is actually in a lot of your low-fat milks, because if your milk, if you actually drank skim milk, the way once they skim the fat off of it, you would find it, it's kind of like a grayish color, so they add the titanium dioxide to it to make it white again. So think about that for a minute. I lost my spot here. Titanium dioxide. Again, it's used as a colorant, and it's linked to many health issues, including small intestine inflammation and lung damage. It's also been implicated in immune system function, with some studies showing DNA damage by titanium dioxide nanoparticles, albeit marginal damage. That stuff can build up over time. So what are the solutions to these problems? I just spent about 15 minutes here telling you about the problems with the supplement. So what can you do to actually avoid this problem? Well, the answers are actually pretty simple. The first thing you can do is go food first. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Make sure that you're eating whole, unprocessed food full of these nutrients to protect our bodies from illness and damage due to free radicals. You know, another benefit to that is you're going to eat, overall, you're going to eat less calories as well and get more fiber, keeping you full, and it's going to help you maintain your weight. So it's win, 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 win all the way around. You know, many times just one serving of a particular fruit or vegetable can actually help you cover your daily recommended intake. Now, if you're super nutritionally deficient or you've decided that you just need to use supplements, first, avoid the stores that I've already mentioned. When my clients go to Walmart or GNC for cheap supplements, I cry. I literally cry. Like, openly sob like a baby. No, I'm kidding. But I do suggest that you stay away from Walmart, GNC, what else did I mention? Walgreens and Target for supplements, because most of them are just cheap fillers. But if you are going to buy those supplements, read the labels and avoid the above ingredients as well as the fillers, or the, you know, the ingredients that I just listed. If you're not sure of all the different words that mean wheat fillers, contact us, and we can send you the list. There are all sorts of words that mean wheat that you may not realize actually mean wheat. So, also, when someone tells you it must be safe if it's in our food, I refer you to my show about foods banned in other countries. Many of our food additives in the U.S. are banned in many, many other countries. Some of them are even punishable by prison time. Look up brominated vegetable oil. In Thailand, you can go to jail for 30 years. So, supplements, if you need them, you need them. That's okay. But just make sure that you're getting them from quality sources. Make sure that you're reading your labels and make sure you're getting the right stuff that your body needs. I always, 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 always suggest food first. I really do. Food is healing. Food allows our bodies to heal themselves. And you're going to get all your nutrients, as long as you're mixing it up, from your foods if you just stay the course. We kind of get caught up in that a pill is going to fix everything. A pill is going to fix everything. But I don't want to take medication, so I'm going to take a supplement instead. So we kind of get caught up in that. So try and go food first, and if you can't, make sure you're getting quality supplements. So that's all I have for you today. If you have any questions, you can always, always, always hit us up at findingyourmomentum.com, Momentum Fitness and Health on Facebook, or on Twitter, or I'm on Twitter, rather, Instagram as well. So check us out everywhere. We're going to take next week off. It's kind of a busy weekend. We've got a big festival going on and a nutrition seminar the night before. So we're going to take next week off for the radio show. If you have something you'd like me to cover 2 weeks from now, 10:30 Friday, Central Time, then please let me know. Again, hit me up. I believe there's a message board here on WellFit Radio Chicago as well. So you can always hit us up with any information that you want us to cover, what you want to know more about. So until next time, I hope that you find your momentum.